Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah says, Shor Ha'isha, an ox owned by a woman. Shor Ha'etomim, an ox owned by orphans who are still ketanim, who are minors. Shor Ha'apotropos, a ox that is owned by minors, but it's under the guardianship of a trustee. Shor Hamidbar, the ox of the desert, that means it doesn't belong to anybody, it's a wild ox. Shor Ha'ekdesh, the ox owned by the temple treasury, it was held there, their property should be brought possibly as a korban. Shor Hager, or an ox that was owned by a convert to Judaism, ve'en lo yorshim, and he has no inheritors, and therefore it's ownerless at the point of death. We listed six different types of oxen, hare elu hayavim mita, all of these are liable to be put to death if they kill a person. All of these are part of the Torah's command to kill an ox if it kills another person. We mentioned the word ox seven times in the Torah when we're talking about the penalty that it gets if it kills a person. We have the one standard time and six extra ones to teach us these six possible cases that one would think we do not put the ox to death. Every single one of these has a reason. Why would we think it wouldn't be part of what the Torah is telling us when it comes to a woman? We would think that the Pasuk says, Baal HaShor, the owner of the Shor, Baal, is in the masculine form, which we would think it's only a man, not a woman. That's the first one. The second one, which is the if the owners were Yetomim, if they were orphans, we would think that because they're so young, they wouldn't be responsible for their own animal, and therefore they shouldn't lose out on their ox. We don't put their ox to death. Number three is if there's an apotropos, if there's a trustee watching over the ox of these young orphans, we would say that the ox here, since it's guarded by a apotropos, by a trustee, it's less likely to kill in the future, and it's the property of children, so maybe that combination would tell us that we don't kill this ox. And the fourth one was the Shor Hamidbar, the one that was wild. We refer to Baal HaShor many times. We say the owner of the Shor. So maybe in this case, we would think that the ox is only put to death if it's owned by somebody. And here, it's wild. It's not owned by anybody. Fifth one is the Shor HaHekdesh, owned by the Hekdesh, owned by the Bet HaMikdash. We would think that you don't kill that ox because we don't want the Bet HaMikdash to suffer a money loss. And the last case was the Shor of a Ger, convert, that he died and he had no inheritors. This is also a case like the Shor HaMidbar, where it was ownerless. We would think that we don't put it to death because we have the Torah mention, Baal HaShor, the owner of the Shor, that only could be a one that's owned. So we just went over six different reasons why all of these we would think wouldn't be part of the general command to put the ox to death if they killed somebody. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah comes to teach us. We have the word Shor mentioned six extra times in this portion where we talk about putting the ox to death, and therefore it teaches us all of these that we would think we don't put to death, we actually do put to death if they killed somebody. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHekdesh, Shor HaGer, Shemet Piturim, Min HaMita. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the last three cases, the ox that was wild, the ox owned by the Beit HaMikdash, and the ox of a convert who died without any inheritors, we do not put to death for killing a person because Lefi She'en Lahem Be'alim, because they have no owners. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we learn from the Pasuk, V'hu Ad B'Ba'alav Ve'lo Yishmerenu. The Pasuk says that the owners were warned and they didn't watch it properly. So we, according to him, we learn from here that you have to have an owner in order to be put to death if you're that ox. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda.